All brothers and sisters, again to this gospel gathering, whereby Jesus Christ is exalted without compromise.
Tukulandirenye abali ndi alongo kulikonse kumene muli munthawi ino imene Yesu Khristu wabwezedwa mosachotsera kapena kuwonjezera.
This is the only place whereby Jesus Christ is exalted without compromise.
Awadu ndi malo okhawo amene Yesu Khristu amabwezedwa popanda kuchotsera kapena kuwonjezera.
I've got nothing to say, nothing to do, rather worship Christ and Christ alone. I remember that a preamble time when I was in Pentecost, I was thinking many lessons to teach. What should I teach? Let me teach about righteousness. Let me teach about holiness. Let me teach about many things that I was teaching, trying to come up with. But when each priest got to open my eyes and see Christ of the scriptures, I see that there is no any subject but Christ, and Christ alone is the message.
Ndikumbukira nthawi yakumbuyoko ndili ku mipingo ya Chipentekoste ndimakhala ndi maphunziro osiyana-siyana amene ndimaganiza kuti kodi apa ndikalikiriza chani. Lero ndilalikira za chiyero kapena ndilalikira za chilungamo ayi ndilalikira za ubatizo. Pamene panakomekweresa Mulungu kutsegula maso anga ndinaona kunena kuti chinthu chimodzi chokha chimene ndifunika kuchilalikira ndi Yesu Khristu yekha ndi ntchito yake imene iye anayichita basi.
So the message about Jesus Christ is the message that will never be loved by many people.
Ndeno uthenga umene umakweza Yesu Kristu, uthenga umene anthu ambiri samaukonda.
And once preached the Christ of the scriptures, expect the hatred to raise, expect the fights to come upon that press.
Ndipo pamene mwayamba kulalikira uthenga umwe mbekezere kuti pazazuka msangano pazazuka ndewu pamalo amene pacha uthengawo.
Why fights race? It's because there is separation of the wheat and the other things that are not worth it to be with.
Kumano kumati chifuso kumati chifukwa chani pakhoza kukhala ndewu pamene uthenga wabwino walalikiridwa ichitu chifukwa chani ngakuti pali atirigu ndi zinthu zina zimene sizinayenera kuti zingatengedwe mthawi imeneyi.
The true gospel separates the two.
Ndi uthenga wabwino umagawa zinthu ziwiri.
The first group that are to be separated from the remaining group are the elect that God will open their ears and eyes so that they should hear and see Christ of the scriptures.
Guloya ambalo limene limapatulidwa ndi gulu limene latsegulidwa maso ndi Mulungu mwini wake kuti athe kuona Kristu wochokera mmalemba.
The remaining group are the groups that are a group of an elect that will raise fights against the elected people.
Ndipo gulu losalo ndi gulu la anthu osasankhidwa amene amayambisa ndewu amayambisa mkangano kutsutsa anthu aja amene ndi osankhidwa.
And this group of the erected people, they will form another religion whereby they are to preach things whatsoever preached to themselves.
Ndipo gulu ili la anthu amene ndi osasankhidwa lizayambisa kagulu kawo kunena kuti azilalikira zinthu zimene zizowasangalatsa inu ake.
How can we know the false religion?
Ndiyeno tingadziwe bwanji chipembedzo cha bodza.
Number one, the false religions have got self-justification, self-sanctification.
Choyamba nchonera kuti gulu la chipembedzo la anthu amene ndiosasankhidwa amenewa limaziwika kunena kuti amakhala nkudzilungamisa kwa iwokha komanso kudziyeresa mwa iwokha.
Number two, these false religions, they depend upon their works, that there is something good in themselves.
Ndiponso kaguluka meneko kamadalira mu ntchito zochita iwowo kunena kuti muli kuthekera mwa iwowokha.
When they are preaching the gospel, they are always pointing the sinners to themselves. They are a good example to the sinners that they call themselves that these are sinners.
Iwo watu akamalalikira mauthenga awo amaziga okha kukhala chisanzo chomalozera anthu ochimwa nkumbawo zoonera kuti muzionatu kuti ngati pali munthu wabwino ndi inewe ndi awo ndi ochimwawo.
But the true gospel is to show the sinner to Christ, the only salvation of that elected sinner.
Komadu utenga uona nduwa mwino mundu umozoka, umina umba mulozela mundochima yo kwa Kristo, amina ana mwela nunga kulungusa mundochima.
And Christ is the only hope, the hope of the elect only.
Nivo Kristi nundi jembegezo jokajo jantu osankidwa.
Today, Matthew is chapter 12.
Veroli, jirimbuku la Mateyu, mutu tukorofu.
Matthew chapter 12 from verse 1 through 9. I will start reading two verses and Brother John will follow suit. Number one and two. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were angered and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. Two, that when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day.
Nimeweyamba kumansu ya juwiri, ya tele. Nyengwe imeneyo, Yesu anapita siku la sabata, wakatipa minda ya tiliku. Ndipoko kuziraje, analindi njala, na ayamba kukudula ngala, na aja. Koma afalisi pakuona, anati kwa iye. Tavenyane opuziramu, ajita josa loreka, simula sabata.
3 and 4. But he said unto them, Have ye not read what David did when he was angered, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God, and did eat the shewbread, which was not allowed for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests.
Verse 24. Koma iye anati kwa iwo. Kodi simuna werenga chimene anachishita David pamene anali ndi njala. Ndiwo amene anali naye. Kuti analowa mnyumba ya Mulungu nadye mikate yoonetsa. Imene yosaloleka kudya iye kapena amene anali naye koma ansembe okhaokha.
5 and 6. Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath day the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? And I say unto you that in this place is one greater in the temple.
Nehemiah 5:26. Kavena simuna werenga kodi mchiramulo kuti tsiku la sabata ansembe mkachitsa naipisa tsiku la sabata nakhala wopanda chimo. Komandine na kwa inu kuti, wakuposa kaji siyo alipompano.
7 and 8. But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath day.
Verse 7 and 8. Koma mukadaziwa ikuchiyani ichi. Ndifuna chifundo si sembe ayi. Simukadaweruza olakwa iwo osachimwa. Pakuti mwana wa munthu ali mwini tsiku la sabata.
9th last verse. And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue.
Ndimeyo maliza ena mbala 9. Ndipo iye anachokera pamenepo nalowa msunagoge mwawo.
Is another long subject that we have just started today.
Boy, this is the puzzle la litali me dangoliamba dingoliamba goleo.
This Matthew, the writer of this book, is one of the disciples of Jesus Christ.
Madai rudu amena na lemba buku iri di mozo wa puzira a Yesu Kristu.
And when Matthew was writing these scriptures, he was writing whatever the Lord Jesus Christ said.
Ndipoto mene Matthew amakalemba buku limene lili amakalemba zokhazo zimene ku Yesu anayankhula.
There are similar books that speak about what Jesus Christ spoke. That is the book of John, Luke, Mark, and Matthews.
Kulino mabugu ena wafana naso, amena naremba aso, zimena kwe yesu wana wankula, jesu kukumongala, Marigo, Luka, kumaso Yohani.
Now, John, when he was writing his message, his gospel, he was speaking about Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
Wamene Yohani amakala lembu atu, zimene Yesu Kristo wana zilankula kukulaki, anaka mfotokoza Yesu Kristo monga mwana wa Mulungu.
Luke wrote the gospel, but spoke Jesus Christ as the Son of Man.
Ndipo Luka polemba buku lake muthenga wabwino uwu anamufotokozera monga Yesu yo mwana wa munthu.
While Mark wrote the gospel and showed Jesus Christ as the servant of God.
Ndipo Mariko polembaso uthenga wabwino buku la Mariko anamuonesera Yesu Kristu yo monga mtumiki wa Yehova.
While Matthews is showing Jesus Christ as the King of Kings. So to conclude, Christ is the King, he is the servant of God, he is the Son of Man, he is the Son of God.
Ndipo omba nkota Yesu Kristu ndiye mfumu ya mafumu, iyeyo ndi mwana wa munthu, iyeyo ndiye mtumiki wa Mulungu, komanso iyeyo ndi mwana wa Mulungu.
Today, the book of Matthews.
Ndiye lodi ndi buku limene ndi la Mateyu.
Now it starts by saying Jesus Christ took the people on the Sabbath day into the field where there was corn.
Ndiyo ndo buku lya mapalero ya mbankuna mu chapter 12 ya mbankuna kuti Yesu Kristu anawatenga anthu ndi kulowa nawo munda wa tirigu usiku la sabata.
Don't forget that when he was going into that cornfield, there were Pharisees that were seeing whatever Christ was doing.
Musaiwale kuti mmene amawatenga anthu ndi kulowa nawo munda wa mpesa nkwanalidwa Afarisa amene amaona zimene Ambuye iwo amachita.
I remember the preamble time I once spoke about the Pharisees, that this organization, this group of people started when there was silence there. God was not speaking with the people in the world.
Ndikumbuka ya nthawi yakumbuyo yoti ndinafotokozapo za gulu limene lila Afarisi kunena kuti gulu limene linayamba ku nthawi ya chete limene anadzoka kuti azimuyankhulira Mulungu, Mulunguyo atakhala chete.
During the time of silence, the Apocrypha, the Pharisees, the Sadducees started their organizations when Christ, when the Lord, when God was silent.
Ndiye munthawi yachete imene yoyo, anthu amene ndiwosavomerezeka, Afarisi, anadzuka kuti munthawi imene yoyo nthawi imene Mulungu anakhala chete.
And this is the picture of religious groups of people. They try to speak things of God when God is silenced to them. During this time of silence, the Bible says that these groups of people, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, started their organizations speaking whatever the Lord is not speaking to them. Nthawi yachete iyi, magulu awa a Farisi na Saduki anayamba kulankhulira mʼmalo mwa Mulungu, kumalankhula zinthu zimene Mulungu sanalankhule ndi kumazipanga ngati Mulungu walankhula. And the starting point of the Pharisees and the Sadducees is the beginning of fossil religions that are of now existing. Kuyambika kwa Farisi na Saduki, chinali chiyambisha kuyambika kwa chipembedzo chonama, zimene ziliko mpaka na lero, zimene zikulamulira. And as of now, there is many religious groups of people that claim themselves to be the saints, to be the believers of the world, while they are not. They are quite contrary to the will of God. Ndikanga imeneyo pali maguru ambiri awanthu amene amadziyesa oka kuti ndi olungama, amene amadzilungamisa oka pamene ali kutali ndi mtanda wake wambuye wa Yesu Kristo. Now, Jesus Christ saw and know that there is a Pharisees somewhere waiting. Yesu Kristo anaziwa, jikule a Pharisees, kena paka kukikira. So, for him to answer them with the true gospel, kuti yeyo awayankai wawo ndutenga wabu ino weni weni, he took the disciples of himself to the field so that he might speak to them the gospel. Yesu adarenga akupuzira wake na apita na wako munda wachirizi na afuna kuti ayankhe mafunso amene adali ndi Yesu awa. And when he was entered into the field, atangolo wa mundamo, same Jesus Christ brought hunger to the rights of the people. Yesu yemweyo adabwere tsanjala kwa anthu. How can we say that Jesus Christ brought hunger to the people? What did he get to the branch of Yesu adabwere tsanjala? Let's look at verse 1 of Genesis of Matthew chapter 12. The red one in Jimeo Yamba, Yamateu chapter 12. Because verse 1 says, at that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the court, and his disciples were as angered, and he began to pluck the ears of corn to eat. Namukoza kuona, uri sivuiri mthawi, Yesu adalenga akupunzira masiku la Sabata, nalo wana wo munda, ipo akupunzira adamva njala, naye amba kukula njala, zatiriku, naye amba kudya. The question might be, why Jesus Christ took the people so that they should move with the people on the Sabbath day in the cornfield? Kuzo mkumati, njifuja na mbuya Yesu, anarega kukuzira, simkula sabata, kumaga enda nao, munda mbele muli tiriku, munda mbele muli zomera. Why didn't Jesus Christ choose another day? Because there is many days, there is Monday through Saturday. How there is 7 days. Why choosing a Sabbath day to be the day whereby the disciples and him are to move in the field where there is corn? Fuso mkumati, nchifuwe chana mbuye Yesu, anaringa kupunzira, nukupila nao munda, wa umene unalimidwa tisiriku, umene unalimbeu, kwa masiku lagi na Sabbath. Kwa Sabbath anuma ni masiku ambiri, wa wana sate, sifoja ni sana sanga kwa jimwazi wa masiku yawa, kwa mwaka sanga siku la Sabbath. This was so because Jesus wanted to preach the true gospel to the Pharisees. Yesu, adamangais, jifuwa, adafunawa, lalinda Farisi, utenga wawino, weni weni. So the first thing, the day was Sabbath. Deto ayambiri na sigulo, lidali la Sabbath. Whereby when we look into the road, tizamao na musilamulo, on the Sabbath day, it was a resting day. Sigula sabata, lidali sigulo pumula. Whereby there is nobody who is to work. If you stop, if you had a work to do, and it has remained, you had to proceed the other day, but that day was to be made holy in the tribe of Israel. So it was a holy day. Lidali siku loyera. Why holy? Nchifuja ni siku lidali loyera. It's God himself who made it to be holy. Adali mungu mwini, amina adali panga hilo, ukala loyera. Because when we read the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chifuja ni kamara in the Bible, mungu la Genesis, we see that God did the work 6 days. Kiwa na kudieso, mungu wana kila nchito, but on the seventh day, he rests. Kwa tuwana kumitsingula number 7, anapumula. Why resting on the seventh day? Tuto mkumati, mchifuwa chani, anapumula, singula number 7. Because Seven means complete, resting. Nchibodi si number la yot seven. Ima ranta usa kumarisa, kupumula. So, because God works, but he saw it to be possible that there should be a day whereby he is to rest and make that day to be holy. Urumbwada o nabdiyeyo amene wakira nshito yeka kome anenega so kupangale siku hili kutili kare siku lopumura. It's God who made the day to be holy. Kimurungu amena nalipanga siku hili ukala loyela. It's God who made the day to be Sabbath. Kimurungu mwini amena nalipanga siku hili ukala la Sabbath. Sabbath is a Hebrew word. Mawad Sabbath alikutiever. Whereby the exact meaning of the word Sabbath means resting. Amen. So like Lady Sabbath, Lima Rathausa Zumur. So it's God who made the Sabbath day to be the day of resting. It's God who made rest unto his people. Then we have a single Sabbath, we need to call Pumula. Why God rested on the Sabbath? Because of Kumati, Jifajani Mungwada Kumura Sikula Sabbath, he rested as the picture of what Christ will do when he will come into this world. Yeye Ada Kumura, Kadi Tuzi Tuzi, Chachimene Yesu, Ata Kachite, Ata Kabela Sikula Paz. Once Jesus Christ entered into this world, Yesu Ata Kabela Sikula Paz, he is to give rest to the people. And the negra that will accept Kumula for answer. So there is other people that are to receive rest while others still working. Never the Kulawan to the Benedict is up Mure, but the Kulina Lawan, Libuiriza, Kukira Chito. We find rest in the Lord. Kima Pesa Kumula, Mapuya Watu, yes, of rest. So, Sabbath is resting. Yes, now we see God is sending Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ is coming into this world as a man, and know that Sabbath is resting, and is coming from the road, where the road comes from, and is taking the disciples into the fields, whereby he knows that the disciples who brought the ears of corn and start eating. Ne akati kuona Mungu. Akutishaka saye kana bwela mtubi monga mtu. Ndipo Yesu wabwela monga mtu. Pokea Yesu mtubi. Akutishiwa kuti chilamulo chitachokera kwa iye Mulungu. Ndipo chilamulo nchoyera. Yeye wotsi wa chilamuloyo. Akutishiwa kuti siku limene samakira chiso. Koma akatenga okhusira mukapita nawo munda. Koma outsiwa zvada kuti okhusira kana wa munda. Apulula ngala kuyamba kudya. Here, we can conclude that it's God, it's Christ Jesus, that brought hunger to the hungry souls so that after being hungry, they might crack the ears and eat the corn. But you are the puti, yes, we are meaning. She put out that so that our cause of Udia and Vajal. I mean, I got a tenjal at one two. She found so that injal is a Miramo. And Vajapul and Zala, Nayamba Kunya. He knows each and every stage. Amatsiwa, where are you that lost the Melanie devil? Because he is omniscient a God. Chipani Yayo, Tiburungu, what Papu Jose, he is omnipresent a God. Tiburungu, what the Sapani Pose, he is omnipotent a God. Tiburungu, what Papu Jose, he knows everything. Amatsiwa Sifuzose. So he brought hunger to the hungry souls. That is the disciples. The Adabaya Tanjara, Kumiyoyo Yanjara, Imeneda Kuzira. Don't forget that these disciples are the people that were erected, that were chosen among the vast people that lived in that area. Musa Iwale kuti Abu kuzina ridari kula watu. Limene rika sita kusangshidwa. Kutokala kukwiki na watu limene lima karamdela limene rika. There were many people in that area. Udala jambini mbiga amena makaramdela limene rika. But Jesus Christ came and chose one there, one here, and one there, and make them to be disciples. Kuma Yesu anabwela. Na yapa kusangha mwazi mwazi wina kumtenga uko, wina kumtenga uko. Kiko hapa ngeiwo ukala kutuzia. He chose Matthew, John, Peter, Andrew, James, and many more. Arasanta Mateo, Yohane, Petro, Andrea, the other ambili. When he was choosing John, he left to themselves their father, Zebedee. Pamene Mulungu amamsankha Yohane, anawasiya kagawa wawanawa, Zebedee. He chose others and leave to themselves others. Arasanta ena, iwasiya ena, kakregunja. The choosing is in the hands of God. Kusanka, kuri mbanja mamuru. As we read in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4, it shows that God erected us before the foundation of the world. Tikonale na Bible, kwa Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4, ima na ulimu kwa lani saka, chukola parasi, listen again. When the law was coming into this world, pamene chilamulo chimabwela mchikola pansi. The law, when it comes into this world, the people will never follow it. Mulungu ndiye anadziwa kuti pamene chilamulo chimabwela mchikola la pansi, koma anthu sadzachitsatira. Because nobody can be saved by the law. Chifukwa palibe munthu amene akonza kupulumutsidwa ndi chilamulo. Verse 2 says, Ivandi Bagashwini, Nera Puti. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath. Let's do what the session video. Una Pharisa, that is a good taoda ali. Abu Puzrawana, who says it, Jimene. Don't forget that Jesus came from God. And Jesus is God. Don't forget that it's God who gave Moses. Jesu Kristu asana mwere mtupi. Instead the matches of people, maromage atu, agaleme the sakwambi, they honored the law much than the Christ. Agaleme the sakwambi ni machangu, shilamulo kusiana Jesu Kristu. So, because of this, kipwaja hizi, it was to the these Pharisees, they counted it worthy to worship, to look into it carefully, the law than Jesus Christ. They were told not knowing that Christ of the scriptures is the real God and that he came from God. So verse 2 of Matthew chapter 12, he says, the Pharisees were disappointed when they saw the disciples eating on the Sabbath day. According to the law, the Sabbath day, nobody was
work.
So working was abominable in the eyes of the Pharisees. Because of this, when I see the disciples doing that kind of work and eating, they accuse Jesus. They had some popular sense. How come that Jesus Christ can authorize the people to pluck corns to eat on the Sabbath day?
And I am back with yes,
verse 3 of Matthew chapter 12 says, and he said unto them, have ye not read what David said, teach, when he was anhungered, and they that were with him? Here, Jesus Christ is coming with the message, the gospel from the Old Testament. Here, Jesus Christ is speaking what David did when he was hungered. That David is the one of the ancestors of these Pharisees. The Pharisees, the Israelites, ordered the David muchly. So because they ordered David muchly, Jesus Christ called from the Old Testament what the ordered ancestor did when he was hungered. What David did is what verse 4. Verse 4 says, and he entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread, which was not loaf for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests.
Verse number 4. Kuti anawa nyumba ya Mungu, naje mikate yooneka, imene yosa noleka, kudya iye kapena amena rai naye, koma asembe okaoka.
According to the law, the Pharisees, the Israelites, were not allowed to eat the shewbread. Only the priests were authorized to eat the
shewbread. But
one day, David and the king ate the
shewbread.
It was like David was breaking the law, because the law was entitling the priest only to eat the
shewbread.
So Christ quoted what David did in eating the shewbread of the priest to the Pharisees. The whole thing ate by ordinary people. Here he's accusing them, mind you, he's answering the question that is in the mind of the Pharisees, why eating and doing the work on the Sabbath day. So Christ is saying that there is no problem in working and eating on the Sabbath day. Verse 5, it says, Have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blessed? Here again, Christ is coming up with the picture of what the priest has been doing in the place of what it would be the holy place, but found blameless.
Ababa, yes, I'm going to send a magidina, but Sibula Sabada, would you also Arabanda Susina Dimere, Sibula Sayera?
They were blameless, even though they were doing awkward things, sinful things, on the day that God could be the holy day, the Sabbath day. What are the things that these Israelites, the priests, were doing on the Sabbath day? For example, when we read in the book of Numbers, chapter 28, verse 9 to 10 says,
28,
Numbers 28, verse 9 through 10 says, and on the Sabbath day, two rams of the first year without spots, and two tenths deals of flour for a meat offering mingled with oil, and the drink offering thereof. This is a burnt offering of every Sabbath, beside the annual burnt offering and his drink offerings. 9 and 10.
Numeri chapter 28, verse 9 to 10. Verse number 9. Divotwa Sabata, ana angosa awi ya yagat moti, oba na chilema, yawi ama gao kubi aefa, wa upa osalala, ukare sebe ya upa, osa ganiza, imafuta, Esebe yache yotira. Este. Tio sembe yopereza. Yetuwa sabada. Lino onse. Tomo ziti sembe yopereza. Yosa legeza. Disembe yache yotira.
He is speaking the work that was done on the Sabbath day.
Ababa awamba zanchime. Mine wujitira mutiwa sabada.
The work of offering the sacrifice, the burnt offerings to God, to Christ.
Isembe. Mine wapelekewa.
But what are other things that this year priests were doing that were not good, that they were profaning the Sabbath? John chapter 7 says,
Johannes 7, verse
22 through 24.
Johannes 7, 22.
John 7:32 starts by saying, Moses, therefore, get unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the Father. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man.
7:32.
Just see, doing the work of the circumcision on the Sabbath day, the day that they claim themselves that this is the holy day. The cutting of the foreskins, the circumcision, that was working, but done on the holy day, the Sabbath day. Verse 23 says, if a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me? Because I have made a man every week. Oh, on the Sabbath day,
23.
Here, the Pharisees are accusing Jesus Christ. The big enemy of the gospel are the Pharisees. That stands for the religions, religious groups of people. Religious groups of people are the major and the biggest enemy of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of the scriptures.
Makuru achipembezo. Diamene ama ima tutara yuteza weniweni wa Yesu Kristu wa Maremba.
They always abuse because of whatever they thought and think in themselves that it's righteous and that it's good.
Iwao ama tuta utenga wapamezo ama kumiasi mena ama chitazo yizona mwaso nizabu.
They always justify themselves.
Iwao ama teneza oka.
But when it pleased God to open your eyes, you see that there is nothing good in you.
Kama Yesu Kristo hutafani masomo zaona kuli bali bichi kuli jose maimi.
So Christ is speaking about the Sabbath as the honor of the Sabbath.
Aba Yesu abayenzo za Sabbath iyelo ndi mwini wa Sabbath.
The Pharisees, the Jews, the Israelites, the one law came to them. They observed the law, but fails to do it up to excellence. But Christ is coming and trying to speak the real meaning of the Sabbath. Sabbath is lasting.
Sabbath
is umula. Lasting is Jesus Christ.
Umula go. Yes, Christ.
Because when we read in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28, it says, "Come ye all who are heavy laden and burdened, so that I might give you rest."
Matthew 11, verse 28, when I put in, we are in most of all, man, not all, who did it come to me?
So, the one who is to rest is the heavy laden and burdened person.
Then I'm in the idea of Kumula.
We work, we record with our personal justification, our self-righteousness. But when it pleased God to open our eyes and see Christ of the scriptures, then we see that Christ is my list. When he said, "Come, you are ever ready, man," but he's not speaking to everybody, but only the elect are to come. And it's Christ himself, it's God himself, who draws the elect to Christ so that it's to be given rest to rest. Verse 24 says of John chapter 7.
Johannes 7, verse 24.
Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgments. He again is telling the Pharisees that they judge according to the appearance because they don't know the right judgment. They were judging Christ while themselves are doing the work on the Sabbath day by circumcising the people on the Sabbath day. So he was pointing them that you are sinners. That's why you work on the Sabbath day. Again, he was pointing the people on the Sabbath day. You never do good. You never took good to me. I am your rest. I am the Sabbath. Don't know that I am the Sabbath. Then you accuse me. Circumcision on the Sabbath day. Working on the Sabbath day. When we draw back to verse 1 of Matthew chapter 12, I say it's God, it's Christ who brought hunger to the people. Because there is an answer in Christ to answer the people that you profane my Sabbath, you profane me, you profane Christ. And manage to observe. Can one manage and to keep the law?
What do we now for the wanita?
Romans chapter 7, verse 7 through 12 says. Verse 7. What shall we say then? Is it the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I should not know sin, but by the law, though I had not known rust, except the law had said, thou shalt not condemn.
Verse number 7, Aroma 7. Pamene kuti takani, kutichira kuti uchimo, usatewai. Koma ine sindikada zindikira uchimo, koma amu ndimo. Pakuti sindikada zindikira chilapo lako, chikadati chilamu. Pakuti sindikada zindikira chilapo lako, chikadati chilamu, usatirire.
Here God is forbidding to say that the law is sin. And the law is holy. Verse 8 said, but seeing it, taking occasion by the commandments, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law was dead.
Verse number 8, for my team of a million of us, that is too far, and I didn't have to demand that the other one was.
Here is speaking how sin is without the law. Verse 10 says, and the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. But the sign says, for I was arriving without the law once, but when the law came, sin revived and I died. Here, Paul is speaking back to the sin of Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve ate the fruit, they sinned against God. The sons started being born into the family, and the number increased to the Abraham, to Jacob, to Isaac, to Moses. Why not the sin was in the world? But when Moses went to the Mount Sinai and collected the law, it's when the sin revived. Before the law came, man was sinful, but sin was like lying down.
Mm-hmm.
Koma uchimo unali uli pansi osaonekera. So there was nothing that can accuse them when the law was not yet firm. But when the law came, the real reason of coming of the law is to revive it, the sin.
So what is that?
So that the wrath, the sin, should be working now. Verse 11. For sin, taking occasion of the commandments, sickening me, by me, through me. So before the law came, a man was sin, but he was like he was alive. But when the law came, a man died now, because the sin kills a man. So, the law is holy and it is more powerful, whereby I cannot stand with you. We can never have a business with the law and speak any other business with the law. It is very holy, it is very powerful. It
kills.
The last verse 12 says, wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and
good.
Everything of the law is holy, is good, is just. But no man can manage to do and keep the law, because a man is very sinful before God. So here, back to the book of Matthew, chapter
12.
The Pharisees raise like they know the law, and they like they keep the law. So Christ was to preach to them that even though you think that you keep the law, you are very sinful, you never keep the law. You work on the Sabbath day, the day whereby the law is commanding not to work. So Christ brought hunger to the disciples so that when they eat, the people come to themselves that they keep the law, will accuse, so that in the process of accusing, the true gospel should be preached to the people and receive the true gospel of Jesus Christ of the scriptures. So here, it's not about eating on the Sabbath day. But it's about the law, that no man can manage to keep the law. It's not about the hunger that were with the disciples in the field of corn. But it's about Sabbath to be taken off from these Pharisees that claim themselves that they believe, that they know the Sabbath, but it's to go to the disciples, the owner of Sabbath. The disciples are the owner of the Sabbath because Christ has given them rest. Because Sabbath is resting. When we say that Jesus Christ is the order of Sabbath, we doesn't mean that. When we say the disciples are the order of the Sabbath, we doesn't mean that they are to be saved with the law. No. But we are saying that Sabbath, being Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ saved the people, the disciples, which means Christ is their resting. So Sabbath is holy.
The Sabbath is holy.
Christ is holy.
Yes, so holy.
Sabbath is resting.
Sabbath is holy.
Christ is our resting.
Yes, Christ is holy.
God made Sabbath. God made Christ the only rest for his people. God himself instituted Sabbath as the day of resting. It's because in the New Testament there is God speaking, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well
pleased."
Christ is the beloved Son of the Father. God is well pleased by Christ alone. Christ is the salvation of the elect. The Spirit is to reveal Christ to the elect only. Christ is the salvation and the salvation of the elect. We are saved by the grace of God, not by operating or keeping the law. We can never manage to keep the law because the law is very holy. Our souls, we are very sinful. So God can never take the holy thing and put it in the sinful people. Because the sinful people never knows how even to keep the holy thing. The good thing that is in the hands of the sinful people is
darkness.
Sting, bringing bad smell, that's not the good thing that is in our hands. If I can ask you what good have you
done,
frankly speaking, you'll be seeing whatever you was thinking, whatever you have been doing, and saying that I did this, and this is the good thing that I did. Then it means the gospel has been revealed to you. But honestly speaking, when we try to ask each other what good thing we have, we'll see only bad things done in our hearts. And you will never dare even to put on public the done in your hands. That's why somebody sing a song says, "What nothing in my hands I bring, simply I come to you for grace, because in me there is
nothing."
Christ is my hope.
Yes, Christ is my hope.
Christ is our hope. Any other thing is only few threats and time. I think if somebody can expose all the rubbish things that you have been doing on the public, you can never stand but right and hide your soul. But when the eyes are closed, Allah blocks, you will try to do those rubbish things before the people, thinking that they are good before the
people. So if
may the Lord help us understand Christ of the scriptures. Because when it is not pleased God to open to reveal Christ in me, in us, then boasting with the filthy rags will be upon my
lips. Standard on a teller, yes, it's one man in